Welcome back to our NLC weekly podcast, where we are encouraged from the word of God that's preached in our services every Sunday morning. Here is this week's message.
Church, are you ready for the word? Okay. Hebrews 6:10. For God is not unrighteous that he should forget your work and labor of love, which you showed toward his name, in that you have ministered unto the saints and yet minister. John 3:16, but from the Amplified. For God so greatly loved and dearly prized the world that he even gave his one and only begotten Son, so that whoever believes and trusts in him as Savior shall not perish but have eternal life. Amen. My wife and I are here today, and it's such an honor to Pastor. Thank you for giving us this wonderful privilege. And I just want you to know that I joined Nairobi Lighthouse Church in 1989 and was later ordained in September the 9th, 1990. And the following year, in November, Pastor Don and Miss Amy, this wonderful couple, officiated our marriage. That was at Seaton Valley Road. And you can see, hallelujah, baraka za Mungu kweli. Hallelujah. And you can see Pastor and Miss Amy. We took this immediately after the service. Man, look at how young and tender we all look. Bwana asifiwe sana. I think we're still tender. Bwana asifiwe sana. And just to let you know that it has been now 35 years that I have been with you, Pastor. You know, just and not until Miss Amy left us, but we've been together for all these years, together with you and her, and our lives have never been the same. The privilege of sitting under your feet and Miss Amy has been incredibly awesome. And what we are today, we honor God for giving you and Miss Amy to us, Jane and I, and we appreciate it.
Amen. I joined Nairobi Lighthouse Church in 1990 and got married, as you can see, in 1991. And before we got married, I was in every ministry team, worship team, work team, intercessors, ushers. We did everything. And what a tremendous adventure that was and blessing. So thank you so much for the privilege of serving you and serving this wonderful church. Thank you. God bless you.
Amen. Wow. Going back to the scriptures, John 3:16 speaks about what happened to Jesus on the cross. And I want to begin by sharing what Pastor Don, how Pastor Don finished the services on That's My King last. Wasn't that awesome? You know, and how Pastor Don finished our services. He began by sharing what I'm about to share word for word. That the cross is not just a passive silhouette against the sky. It is a reckoning drenched in the blood of a lifetime devoted. A lifetime fiercely devoted to you and I. Every step that Christ took towards Calvary was a determined devotion to reclaim the lost.
Amen. And as we've been hearing in the last few weeks, one of the meaningful ways we are honoring Miss Amy, Miss Amy's memory, is by sharing stories of her life, reflecting on the wisdom she imparted, and cherishing the lessons she taught us. By doing so, we can transform sorrow into strength. Amen? Amen. In our loss, we know that God is present, guiding us to uncover purpose in it all. Through the life of our beloved mama, he's still speaking. Her wisdom and values are not confined to the past. They can live on through us. And we've had some great values shared so much. Isn't that true? Yeah. Amen. And her story has shaped ours. And we are so honored today to continue and finish the series, A Lifetime Devoted.
Come on, say it with me, a lifetime devoted.
A lifetime devoted.
Truly, Miss Amy loved God with a passion. A passion, and that's the word. And demonstrated that love in the way that she loved and served Pastor Don. First of all, the Lord, Pastor Don, and the family. both natural and spiritual, as well as lost humanity. She consistently loved, cared, and prayed for people. In fact, there's a saying that goes like this: the people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. What? This is a question I want to ask us. What greater thing can we do in this world today than to love God, family, and others? So from our text, John 3:16, for God so
loved.
We want to begin by sharing Miss Amy's passion. So number one, passion.
Amen. Miss Amy loved passionately. When she gave you a hug, it wasn't a pat. It was a hug. You felt really hugged. She had a passion for God in prayer and the word. She had a heart to seek God in the study of his word and keeping a record of what God was saying to her on a daily basis. Miss Amy made the initial prayer journals, I know with the help of Miss Max over here, for NLC. And the purpose of making those journals was to help us develop the habit of spending time in the presence of the Lord and journaling. In her cell as Ladies First, we took our journals to the cell and she would encourage us to share what God was doing in our lives. Isn't that good pressure? So you needed to journal. What is the Lord saying? You can't come and say your own things. And I love that. As a result, we developed a discipline that she valued greatly as she mentored us in walking practically with the Lord. The why of the journal was for us to keep track of what God was doing in our lives and to purposefully walk with God daily, as well as keep a record of the dealings of God in our lives. And this is what it's all about. Miss Amy was also very, very passionate about the family, NLC, and the lost. I served under Miss Amy and with Miss Amy at the encounters and for very many years, and her passion for the ladies was consistent through the years. We prepared for each encounter like it was the very first one. We waited on God in prayer, preparing with excellence and diligence so that nothing would stand in the way of the ladies getting their freedom. How many have been guides? Can I see you've been a guide at the encounter? And also the pastor's wife and Miss Liz, we can all testify to that. Every single encounter was prepared for with prayer, with diligence, with excellence, with waiting upon the Lord. And after the encounter, Miss Amy was very keen during the post-encounter to ensure that the lady stayed free and connected. Often when she noticed someone missing in class, she would want to know where they were and what was going on in their lives. She stayed so actively involved, and that kept us on our toes so that if Miss Amy came and asked, where is so-and-so, you would have an answer to know where they are. And I love that because that is mentoring, and we caught it. She used to say it's not so much only what you're being taught, but it's what you catch. Amen. Whether present or absent from an encounter, Miss Amy was always plugged in. I would keep her very updated, and I was always assured of her support through every single step of the encounter in God's season. Though we will miss her, she has left an indelible mark on all of us and the spirit with which we will continue to do the encounters.
Amen. 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 Miss Amy also held dear, so dear to her heart, those sent to labor in the missions field of the world, particularly those who came from us and were sent out of this house. When she received news that Pastor Johnny Omokoro, who's planted a church in Midrand, South Africa, was in urgent need of medical attention at a time when Pastor Don was out of the country, she immediately got in touch with me, and I know that she already had the news and had been praying and asked me to also invite the intercessors to pray. We also, as pastors, were in the loop, and so everybody was praying, even on staff. And I know she gave me the backing. She said, I'm going to stand with you. Even though Pastor is not here, whatever decision you make, we are going to do it. And so we really had to pray, because I didn't want Pastor to come back and see I've given all our money away and I'm sent to Timbuktu to do ministry there for the rest of my life. Miss Amy carried through so many burdens for people in prayer. Miss Jackie Okinda, one of the missionaries in South Africa, when her life and that of many other workers that were doing work with her and children was at risk, got in touch too with Miss Amy. Miss Amy got in touch with me, and again, we did the same thing. And I want to tell you, God came through. Amen. God's grace prevailed through prayer. Yeah. Far in Goa, India, Pastor Madan, several years ago, went through a very difficult time. And while he was here, he actually had the opportunity to share in a scheduled devotion he had with Nairobi Lighthouse Church staff. And he shared how, after falling sick and needing serious attention, medical attention, that Miss Amy, after Pastor had already been in touch and also made us aware, Miss Amy jumped in and called all the way in Goa and talked with him, prayed with him, and also, he was very particular about this, she encouraged him with a word that made all the difference for him.
Amen. It's no wonder that the apostle of love said that the greatest of these is love. And I want us to read together 1 Corinthians 13, verse 13. And it says, and so faith, hope, love abide. But the greatest of these is
love.
Let's read 1 John chapter 4, verse 7 in the KJV.
Beloved,
let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. Amen?
Amen.
Let's read Romans 8:39. Nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Isn't that so encouraging?
Wow.
Nothing can separate us from the love of the Lord.
Yeah.
And finally, let's read together from Romans chapter 5, verse 5. It says, such hope never disappoints or deludes or shames us. For God's love has been poured out in our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. So let us allow God to love through us. Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Love is stronger than death itself. Now, the second thing, we just talked about Miss Amy's passion. The second thing comes from John 3:16. For God so loved passion the world that he gave. Everybody say he gave. Generosity. We want to talk about Miss Amy's generosity. In the Bible, generosity is a virtue characterized by kindness, selflessness, and willingness to give freely without expecting anything in return. Sacrificial giving. It's a state of heart, not just an action, demonstrating a love for others and a belief in God's great abundance. Generosity is portrayed as a divine attribute reflecting God's character. God's character, the greatest giver is God himself. For God so loved the greatest love, the greatest number, that he gave the greatest act of generosity. Amen. Amen? The Greek word for gave is actually, for God so loved that he gave, didiomi means adventure. There are many other meanings, but this is the first on the list. An adventure. Love will take you places. Love cannot do without giving. And combined, it will take you on an adventure of a life. That's the kind that Miss Amy had. Luke chapter 19, verse 10, in the Amplified Classic, he says, for the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost. What an adventure of love that he was willing to give what they could not give themselves. Peter, shaken like a reed, was transformed because Jesus sought him out. James, John, all these, he found them around the area of the Sea of Galilee. Thomas, used to say the doubting Thomas, ended up even dying a believer. Amen. Nathaniel, who Jesus has seen, some seated under a tree. Even before they met, his life was transformed. God had his eyes and still has his eyes on you and I. And remember what happened to you. How did he get you? He found you. He sought you out and found you wherever you are. Can we thank God for how faithful God is? He loves and he gives. God's passion provided what we needed. Several years ago, while having a party in our neighborhood, my wife Jane shared her desire to visit South Africa. She said, I've always wanted to go to South Africa. Such a rich history. Before the end of our time, someone who had been living in South Africa promised her a round-trip ticket. That time cost about 50K.
Yeah, don't ask which party, which neighborhood.
We will not tell.
And which neighbor was giving that party.
Yeah. When that happened, I jumped on it with both feet. And I said, I'm coming too. You can't go by yourself. How can you go by yourself? I said, you need my protection. South Africa is a tough place. We both went. I went to Pastor, and Pastor, I'm sure, was in touch with Misemi, and they granted us leave for 9 days and also allowed us, what generosity, allowed us the privilege of hiring a car and going all the way from Sandton to Nelspruit to meet the Wamais, Pastor Wamai and Edith and the family. Spend a night with them and return. Oh, Lord. Thank you, Pastor.
That was quite an adventure, trusting that you would actually get to Nelspruit.
Now, I went to SA. But the truth is that I was riding on my wife's desire and passion and ended up there. Miss Amy was willing vessel to follow the Lord. And the love of her life, Pastor Don, to serve here as a missionary in Kenya. Remember the series that Pastor Don ministered some time back on Build to Last? And what they had, and he explained what they had to do without while still pursuing the vision God had given them. What a generous gesture before God. It was uncomfortable for them. If you remember the story, it was inconvenient. And later, Miss Amy would share with Pastor Don the vision of raising a church in the city of Nairobi, in the heart of Nairobi, in which leaders would be raised and then equipped to reach the nation of Kenya and the nations beyond with the gospel of Christ. Pastor Don and Miss Amy's obedience and generosity has made so much possible for all of us. Chiefest of it, NLC. What you see here today is a product of God's grace and generosity through your life, Pastor and Miss Amy. In 1992, NLC sent its first missions team on a trip to Bulgaria, very far away from here. And that included Miss McKenna, our kids' house pastor, and also Rose Mwithia, the sister, my sister Emma, and some brothers and a few other sisters, but those are not here today. Under the leadership of Papa Stan, who also happened to have been a presbyter of a pastor in this church, who is Lydia and Trey Murundu's grandfather, as a direct Kinskids village, you know, he led us into this great nation. That trip, I'm telling you, was an adventure. Thank God he understood German because he had a German background. And I'll tell you something. We had never been to a place like that. When we got there, first of all, we're trying to read the signs. And then we're saying we can't understand the signs as we're driving. It says, we are reading the signs this way, like you would read them. They says, no, you don't read the signs that way. You read the signs backward. And anyway, we couldn't even still understand the language. So even what the signs were saying, we still couldn't understand. They said, abracabicabacabacadabra. We could not understand. Anyway, the bottom line is that we tried everything possible. Those guys nod. How do you nod in Kenya to say yes? Well, you have just said no in Bulgaria. Bulgarians say yes like this. Yes. And no. And in India, Arebabre. Barabara. Tike. We were the first black people they had seen. I couldn't believe it. Amuja tuona. And the women would call us and say, come, 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 come. So through an interpreter, of course, come, come. I say, what are they saying? Come. They say, they want to touch your hair. I say, my hair? Why? No, they just want to touch. And we'll go, all of us, all these black people, and put our head there, and they touch. And they would say, mket, mket, mket. I say, that means mkeka, mkeka, mkeka. It's like a carpet. So there's something Bulgarian about, like, looks like Swahili, muket, muket, muket. And to cut a long story short, man, we had people saved, lives changed to the glory of God. And before we left there, because of Pastor Don and Miss Amy's and generosity, Nairobi Lighthouse Church was able to give an equivalent of Kenya shillings, 100,000 to help them, equivalent, to help them to purchase a building for the church. Come on.
Amen.
In 1992, what generosity.
Amen. Now, being generous demonstrates our gratitude, and from what we have, we are able to give to someone else in need. Miss Amy's and Pastor's heart and desire to impact locally, that is our local missions, has seen the church adopt so many ministries that we support. For example, King's Kids Village, Wings of Compassion, Diapers for a Smile. Now, Diapers for a Smile was started by a couple in our church who had a burden for special needs children. They learned that many children who needed physiotherapy, and when I say children, I'm saying anywhere from 0 to 16 years and above, needed physiotherapy, could not go for their sessions because they did not have diapers. This couple started by helping a few, but as word got out, more and more children were brought to their attention who needed these diapers. One day, one of my cell leaders asked me to join her in supplying diapers to these children and their parents. I shared with Miss Amy about it, and she immediately released me to go, and she wanted to know what she could do. Always looking for opportunities to be a blessing. When I came back, she wanted to know more about this, and this led to NLC sending support for this wonderful ministry. Amen. And currently, Diaper with a Smile is a program under the Noweza Foundation, currently providing diaper support for 131 children with special needs. Can you just give the Lord praise? So generosity is a state of the heart. It's not of one's wallet. It's not always about money. It's an attitude. Generosity is the idea that if you keep what you have, you can't have more. Your hand is closed. But when you open yourself up to give more, you can also receive. Your hands are open. Now, on a personal note, we've talked about missions. Let's bring it home. Miss Amy's generosity touched and enriched our home.
Amen.
Pastor and Miss Amy were very supportive when we started our homeschool, when we started to homeschool our children. They blessed us with lots of materials to use and advice that we so desperately needed. You know, in those days, there were very few people who were homeschooling, and it felt like we were swimming upstream. But there she was encouraging us and telling us, you can do this, and I'm so glad that we did it. And through the years, Pastor and Miss Amy have blessed us and our children generously many times. And Miss Amy, many times after sales, she would pack what was leftover, and I think she was very deliberate in making sure there was a lot so that I could take something home with me. In fact, my last our cell meeting just before she started chemo, there is a picture we've taken, and she made for me many cupcakes, and the one in the middle had a candle. And again, she meant for me to have that one in the middle and to share the rest. I was not to eat all those cupcakes myself. So beautiful and so awesome.
We have to avoid too much sugar.
And then a few years back, Pastor and Miss Amy blessed us with a bedroom makeover. Amen. And I want you to know that we still get to enjoy sleeping on that blessing. They actually took us shopping to pick up what we needed. That was so awesome.
Incredible.
Amen. She not only gave physically, but also gave spiritual support. I cherish my last conversation with Miss Amy that we had on the phone. And we talked about very many things, but one of the things she did was ask me about each and every one of our children and how they were doing and told me she was praying for them. And we also talked about the next generation and her passion and her heart and desire for them. She was unwell, but she was still being very generous, very giving, very supportive. And talk about random acts of kindness. There's so much we could say. And I want to share something interesting and a little funny, but very personal. I remember we were on a very serious mission to Australia with Pastor and Miss Amy, and we had a layover in Malaysia. Then Miss Amy encouraged me to have my makeup done. That is not something I would normally do ever, especially in such a public place and with an audience. Let me not say she encouraged me. I think she dared me. And I went and had my makeup done. And I was a bit anxious because I was thinking, I don't think they'll get my skin tone right. This might be a Coke Fanta thing here. But they actually did an excellent job. And then Miss Amy bought me the makeup kit, including the brushes. Now, that is something I had wanted for a very long time. But because we had little kids, it's like there is always another need and you keep postponing yourself. So for me, that was so, so special. It was like a hug from God through Miss Amy. And I was so blessed because there is no way I would have bought that for myself.
We had eaten the brushes earlier with our kids.
That means we had spent the money.
Some of you mtashika next week.
What a generous gesture that was. But I also want to share that when we got to Australia, Miss Amy and Pastor invited us to share. Sharing a pulpit, sharing ministry with Pastor and Miss Amy, that is so awesome. And thank you so much.
Thank you, Pastor.
It was an experience I will never forget. We are generous because God has been and continues to be generous with us. He lavished His love on us, and this should cause us to respond in kind in every aspect of life. Matthew 6:21 says, "For your heart will always pursue what you value as your treasure."
Amen. Amen. Another aspect very quickly of her generosity is found in the joy factor. Miss Amy shared her joy with all. The Bible says in Romans chapter 14 and verse 17, I'm going to read this quickly. "For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking what one likes, but of righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit." Joy, everybody say joy in the Holy Ghost. Joy is one of the principal values of the kingdom of God. A happy heart, we are told in Proverbs 22, is like good medicine. What does good medicine do? It brings healing. Jesus, I believe, I was asking myself, what about Jesus? Jesus, I believe, must have been fun to be around. Yeah. Why, you ask? He told great stories. Everybody wants to hear good stories. Performed many miracles, mighty miracles. Fed the hungry in various places and various ways. Spoke the truth, even though not everyone was excited about that. He loved all people. He loved all people, even those who did not believe in the resurrection. And you guys know who these people were in the Bible. What were they called? I'm a zombie Bible. What were these guys called? Sad. Uh-huh. And that's why they were sad, you see? Is it any wonder that even children wanted to be with him, around Jesus? He didn't see them as a nuisance or as a bother. Jesus even asked the disciples, "Stop forbidding the children to come to me. I want to bless them." Jesus, I want to make a statement. Jesus is not boring. Real Christians are not boring. We are the real deal. And our fun is the real deal. And our fun is real and sanctified. Can I hear an amen on the sanctification part? Jesus said to his disciples, in John 16:33, "In the world, we'll have trouble, and discouragement may set in from time to time. But," he said to them, "be of good cheer." Turn to somebody and tell them, "be of good cheer." Paul, too, while in prison, encouraged the Philippians with the words, "Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say,
rejoice."
Look for a reason to be joyful. No matter what you face, look for the good in it and not bad.
Now, Miss Amy had a very unique laugh. She loved a good joke and found humor even in very challenging situations. I remember once sleeping during an encounter. It was a time when we were doing back-to-back encounters. I had little children and encounters pretty much happened every other week for a season. In one of those, zeal for the house of God gave way to exhaustion and I napped during an afternoon session. I had no idea that Miss Amy had noticed. She was very, very observant. And later she laughingly brought it up. And it's been a joke, I think, each time we are preparing for the next encounter. But you know one thing, I did not feel condemned. But you can be sure I was never caught napping after that. Miss Amy loved to get together and have fun. And one of the things I enjoyed a lot was the games we got to play and the food we ate. Miss Amy made get-togethers lots of fun. Especially our Christmas parties were awesome. And it was always something to look forward to. I can hear that, amen. Yeah. She would take time to decorate for us and make it fun with games and try and do something different every year so that it would not be predictable. She loved to surprise us. And when we came to the end of the year, we would be celebrating the good that the Lord had done for us, you know, in that year.
Sometimes at the NLC office during meetings, you could hear Miss Amy's laughter just cutting through the walls. It just made you feel like jumping in unannounced and uninvited. Even at the home with Pastor and Miss Amy, when both cells were meeting, Mandate and Ladies First, Miss Amy would be sometimes taking care of business as our host, only to hear a sudden burst of inviting laughter in the sitting room. And then when she got back, she would return inquiring, "What was that all about? What was so funny?" Only to end up crescendoing in great laughter herself and adding to the fire. The English have this saying, "All work and
no play
makes
Jack a dull boy."
Why did they say Susan?
Or Jackie.
And your boy child and our never son. Let's finish with this and encourage ourselves, boy children. Nehemiah 8:10, the joy, come on, of the Lord is what? The joy.
Of
you can't
the
say
Lord.
Joy without expressing the joy.
The joy
of the Lord.
Of the Lord is my strength.
Is my strength. Amen.
And so today we remember, cherish and celebrate Miss Amy and the gifts of grace invested in her life so she could enrich our lives with God-given consistency, God-given wisdom to understand the why and the how, a spirit of excellence, diligence, passion, generosity, and joyful living, and truly a life devoted to God.
Amen. We're going to read the final verse, Hebrews 6:10, together. Are you guys ready? Let's read it together. "For God is not unrighteous that he should forget your work and labor of love, which you showed toward his name, in that you have ministered unto the saints and yet minister." Amen. I want to apply this very scripture to Miss Amy's life, because the writer was talking to the church, servants of God, men and women of God. He says, God is not unrighteous for the work that you have done, the labor of your love. We talked about her passion, which you showed towards his name, and that you ministered generously, gave yourself to the saints, to this house, to the lives that God has gave you. And then he says, and yet minister. And I believe what we have been left with here today is something we can carry on for generations to come if Jesus tarries. Amen and amen. Talk about a spirit of excellence. Let's just pray right now. Father, we want to thank you that Miss Amy has not left us. Lord, left us behind empty, just like Elijah. Elijah left something for Elisha. Those taken up leave something for those left behind. We thank you that those of us who've been left behind, Pastor, you've received a mantle, and I believe that that mantle will take you beyond the place you've always been, because it is in a relationship, a very unique relationship with the one that has gone before us. And the children, right now I'm talking to these young ladies, talking to them and their husbands, and saying to you, you have been in relationship, and there is a grace, and there is an anointing, and there is a mantle you're picking up right now. And I believe you will excel in all these areas and even more, because you live to see the grace of God in her. Church, I'm speaking to you today. Raise your hand and say, I'm taking that mantle myself. That mantle that has been left behind. Lord, you said that you're still speaking and she's still ministering. Lord, I know those who are people who are still alive, but even in death, we still speak through the works of love and grace that we ministered, Lord, to your people. Father, I'm asking even right now, stretch forth your hand, make good these abilities and capacities in the name of consistency, wisdom, and a great wisdom and understanding will be furnished upon this house. The wise, give us the why, the understanding of the why and the how of living a life ready in the name of Jesus, and help us, oh God, with a spirit of excellence, and to put our diligence to that in all the work that we've been left to do. That we will be passionate, passionate with God, passionate for the people, Lord, and for our families and for the lost. Generous, Lord, generous like you are, and joyful, living with every ounce of joy that we can get to help us in this journey. Truly, Lord, we thank you for, Lord, giving us a life that will be devoted to you by the grace of God out of these messages that we have received in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Can you give God the best shout and praise you've given him all week? He's worthy. Amen. God bless you. Have a great week and have a lifetime devoted to God. Amen.
Thank you for listening. If you're looking for a church community to be a part of, or would like to learn more about following Jesus, we would love to hear from you. You can find us at NLC Official on social media or WhatsApp on 0720-652-652. Join us next week for another message. Until then, God bless you.